Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 4, verse 25, and then we're going to read from Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Now, the reason I'm going to start on Romans chapter 4, verse 25, and then read into Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, because chapter 5 starts off with therefore. And anytime you see the word therefore, find out what it is. Therefore. If I came here this morning and said, therefore, I'm going to go to the cleaners and get out my clothes today. Y'all will look at me. What is he talking about? That's a conjunction. You need to know. Well, so what? So if you read, you don't read the last verse, you miss the meaning. Now, what are we teaching on? I'm teaching on what I taught on last Sunday, accessing God by faith. Accessing God. We want access to God. We want to take advantage of his provisions, his healing. You know, what good is money in the bank if you don't have access to it? I got $1 billion in the bank. Well, what's your account number? I don't know, but I know it's something. Well, you can't access it, so it's not going anywhere good. I got a million bags of grocery in the warehouse. Where's the warehouse? I don't have a key to it. It's a code. Well, you can't help anyone. God has more than enough. He said, come boldly to the throne room to access God. And you do that by faith. But I want to add something this morning that'll help you, corresponding actions of faith. There come a time is more than just a faith confession and just confessing the word of God. There come a time where you must line up or correspond your actions with faith. To correspond means to come into agreement with. Faith is not all, it's just not your confession alone. It's your actions. It's the words that you speak. It's your actions after you speak the word of God. So we need to have corresponding actions of faith. Faith without works, or as one translation says, corresponding action is dead, being alone. So thank God we want to access God. But there come a time where you need to move beyond just your faith confession and your actions of faith. What you do, what you say should line up with what you believe. So let's look at Romans chapter 4, last verse, and we're going to chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 4, last verse. Who was delivered? Verse 25, for those who are taking notes. Who was delivered for our offense and raised again for our justification? Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, see, that goes together. That statement is relative to this statement. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Watch this. By whom also we have access, how? By faith. Faith in what? Faith in the word of God. Faith in what God says. Anytime you access God, it's going to be by faith in what he said. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. We rejoice in hope of the glory or the goodness of God. The glory of God is the goodness of God. We access this grace and Jesus' grace. We come boldly to the throne of what? Grace. Where is that, the throne of grace? To find what? Help in time of need. Healing, deliverance, encouragement. Well, you access that throne room, God's throne room, by faith. But you stand in grace. That shuts the door to the devil, because the enemy can't point his finger and say, you haven't been good. You didn't keep this law. You didn't pray enough this week. You didn't fast. Why? Grace is unmerited favor. God says, I'm not going to give you access because you're perfect. I'm not going to give you access because you did everything right, because you access by faith, but you're standing in grace. I'm going to meet your need based off of Jesus, what he did, and his blood. Amen? So it's important that you understand you don't stand in your own works. No one can turn their nose up at anyone else and say, I've lived better than you. For we are saved by grace, unmerited favor, through faith, not of works. Let's hit him and shit both. If it's by works, you can say, well, I read my Bible more than you. I pay more tithes than you. So God's going to do it for me and not you. No, we can all access God by faith. Now, before I read this in the Amplified, let's give a definition. I want to give a definition where it access. But then we'll know what we're talking about. When we're talking about, we said, whereby we have access into this grace wherein we stand. By faith. We have access by faith. Well, what do access mean? It's a way, a means of approaching. How do you approach God? How do you approach the throne room? And or approaching, getting, I need to get help. I need to get resources or using. Amen. If I got a tractor and weed eater and grass equipment in my garage and you need help, you want to use it, but you don't have access to it, it ain't doing you no good. So God wants us to have use of everything he's provided for. How to approach him. How do you get the full benefit of God? To gain entrance into. You understand what I'm saying? I'm working a good job, or maybe I'm working, or you're working for a company, and you say, hey, man, I'm with Amazon right now, and they're starting at $20 an hour. And you say, man, how do you get hired there? Well, you have to go through this process. You're trying to gain access or entrance into. You want to get your feet in the door. Well, there's someone bigger than Amazon. His name is Almighty God. He's got everything you need. Matter of fact, he owned Amazon. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that dwell. And God is saying, fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God's not trying to keep you from healing, keep you from his goodness, keep you from his provision. He wants you to learn how to access God by faith, how to approach him and receive whatever you need. Now, with that said, let's read it from the Amplified. Let's go back to Romans chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 25 and read into 5, verse 1 and 2. Who was betrayed and put to death because of our misdeeds, he was raised to secure our justification, our acquittal. Say, I'm free. Say, devil, you can't accuse me because of what Jesus did. See, the number one thing that comes against people's faith is accusation. How you gonna think you're gonna get your healing this time after what you did? Why do you think God gonna meet your knees and hear your prayer when you got mad last night? He said that's all the enemy has. He's trying to get you to accuse you. But Jesus was put to death for our misdeeds. We were the one who messed up. He was wounded for our transgression and raised again to secure my justification and my acquittal, making our account balance. Making our account balance. Hold that there. And absolving us from all the gift. What do you mean by making our account balance? Have any of you have a mortgage payment or car payment and you still own it? Well, then when they pull up your account, is it balance? Balance means zero. No, you say, what is my balance on my car? Oh, you still owe $20,242 until your next payment. You get what I'm saying? And we were all in debt because of our sins. Oh, some of you, I'm going to say it again. We were all in debt. We couldn't pay the price for our sins. He was put to death for our misdeeds. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus went to the cross, bore our sickness and disease, bore our iniquities, was put to death for our misdeeds, paid the price for our sins, and cancel our debt. In other words, God says, you don't owe me. Your debt has been paid. Your account is zero. You don't owe anything. You ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you got to work hard for, because Jesus did all the work for you, praise God. It's just like you getting your MasterCard or your Visa, and they say your account is zero. You don't owe them nothing. If all of a sudden you got your mortgage payment, whether that was on Bank of America or Truist or some other lending institution, and all of a sudden you're debt on your home. I'm talking about that $50 million whatever, I'm prophesying right now. That 50,000 or 100,000 or 150,000, if all of a sudden you got a thing, a statement saying zero, what would you do? Would you just go, well, praise the Lord, I think y'all made a mistake. Let me call them. Are y'all sure I still don't know? They say, yo, it's paid for. And I'm telling you, Jesus has paid the price. The enemy cannot accuse you. He's acquitted us. So now, therefore, now go to chapter 5. That you can't never start like that without understanding what he was talking about. Therefore, because you know that, because your balance is zero, because he's already paid the price for your misdeed. Therefore, since we are justified, not going to be one day when you die and go to heaven. Not, I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. You know, God, when you get to heaven, he's going to take all my good deeds and all my bad deeds. And then my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds. I might just squeeze in the door. No, it's all, ain't no, hallelujah. The price has been paid. I'm free. Devil, you can't condemn me. There's no more record of my sin. I'm acquitted, declared righteous. I've been given right standing with God. How? Through faith. Let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold on to and enjoy peace with God. Quit letting the devil, well, God might hold that against you. God, robbing you of your peace. No, we've been justified, acquitted. Zero balance. How? Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he did, the anointed one. And through him also we have our access, entrance, introduction, by faith. That's what we've been talking about. Into this grace. Hallelujah. This state of God's favor in which we all firmly and safely stand. Let us rejoice and exalt in our hope. Hope is earnest expectation of experiencing and enjoying the glory or the goodness of God. Something good is going to happen to you. I said something good is going to, some of you don't believe that. Well, I ain't going to say. I mean, listen, you get what you bleed for. David said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. It followed you in here. Your account has been paid for. There's no more record. Jesus is saying, now stand in faith and access. Come boldly and stay, access that grace. Come boldly to that throne and access whatever you need. Do it without fear or condemnation because you've been acquitted. I ain't going to let nobody point their finger at me talking about, well, I happen to know Pastor D.D. You can't hold me. You can't put me on your some type of stand. And judge me. I've already been judged. Don't let somebody define who you are. He said, you have peace with God. Well, somebody said they don't know that God might be still holding that and God might hold that sin again. No. He was put to death for my sins. There's zero balance. That means when I come up before God, he ain't going to say, well, wait a minute. We got this on the ledger. It's been canceled. Now, you're the one who holding on to it, not God. It's not God so much forgiving people. It's us forgiving ourselves because we listen to the enemy, and it robs you of your faith. Thank God his mercies are new every morning. God does not take your yesterday and bring it into today. Your failures and your faults yesterday, when you woke up this morning, he said his mercies are new and great is thy faith. It's like the fresh dew on it. God gives you a fresh start every day. Zero balance, a fresh start. But we listen to the enemy and allow him to pull stuff out of our past. And you remember this, and you remember. No, I don't remember. The blood of Jesus washed that away, and there's no more record. Now see your faith. Now you're ready to approach God. See, it's hard to approach God when you feel condemned. You won't even access God if you don't feel you are worthy. I'm not worthy of your goodness. God, I'm not worthy for my car payment. I haven't been good. I'm not worthy. We know that. Jesus knew that. That's why he went to the cross. So you let the enemy talk you out of your benefit. You're a son, you're a daughter of God. None of us was worthy, but he did it anyhow. It ain't about your worthiness. It's about what Jesus did. Chris don't act like that. My son, when we bring food home, you better either put it up, especially if it's something he likes. Because if he come home and something is out there and we've been out to a restaurant and we were bringing home the gold to eat, whatever, he don't care. He don't go, I'm not worthy, Father. He just start eating. We'll find out we're worthy or not. I don't care who it is. I don't care who bought it. I like it. And I'm eating it. All of it. Then we go, Chris, did you? Oh, I seen it. I didn't know. That's a son or daughter of God taking full advantage of his provisions because he is called by our name. He's a digs. That give me a right. Worthy ain't got nothing to do with it. If my people, which are called by my name. Let me move into this thing. Put up the first statement. So anybody, anytime, anywhere can gain access to God by faith. You see that? Anybody. You know, we talked about that on last week. Anybody, anytime. You say, well, what if I'm not saved? You can gain access. You repent. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, last week I preached on indiscriminate faith. It's us who think people can't make it in. That's why I used the 31st verse that y'all don't have to put it up, of Hebrews 11, the great hall of faith. As long as Abraham and long as we talk about, you know, Joseph, and long as we talk about Moses, and by faith Moses split the Red Sea, by faith David, by faith Samson. But then they threw Rahab in there, and God did that for a reason. By faith Rahab, the harlot, the prostitute. Oh, wait a minute. How she get up in there? Faith. He just told you. What did she do? Works? No, she believed when the spies came that God was going to give them the land. She believed. She said, look, I've heard about your God, how he split the Red Sea. I'm a prostitute. I got men in the room right now. But you know what? I believe that when y'all come in, that the walls of Jericho will come down and God is giving you the city. And her faith gave her access to God. That when they came in, everyone was destroyed except a prostitute. That's why I say anybody, anytime, anywhere. There ain't no sin you commit that's too far from the grace of God. It'll reach to the lowest valley. It flows to the highest mountain. It's wide as the east hills from the west. The blood of Jesus, whosoever will, let them come. It's us who discriminate, and they do it by faith. It's you who don't believe certain people can be saved. A lot of you will be shocked at heaven's population. That thief that murdered and killed folk at the last minute said, remember me, he going to be up in there. Three things going to happen when and if you get to heaven. Someone missed the if, but. You're going to look around for folks that you knew that were shouting and gliding across the floor. Hallelujah. Where they at? Yeah. And folks that you thought ain't no, they got to be there. You ain't gonna see. And then some folks who you thought ain't no way gonna be sitting right up in there. Because you don't know what people believe at the last minute. And God will forgive them even though you hold it against them. So you're going to see folks that you thought, you're going to look for folks that you thought you'd see, you won't see them. And folks that you knew ain't no way they're going to be there, they're going to be there. And then the third thing, you're going to look around and say, thank God I made it. I'm here. Woo, glory be to God. See, in other words, you just be glad that he showed grace toward you. You ain't God. Any anybody, anytime, anywhere, can gain access to God by faith. She believes something God said. That's why I said his word. When a sinner believes that I can repent and be saved, it don't matter what color, race, background, that's the stuff we have a problem with. That occupation, you say, where you get that from? Hebrews 11:6. Watch this. We're talking about accessing God, coming into his presence, approaching him. Without faith, let's just call it what it is, the word, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. When you're believing something God said, anybody believes something God said. It is impossible to please him. Didn't say he wouldn't love you, just said you can't please him. Why? For he that, look at this phrase, cometh to God, cometh to God, cometh to God. How do I get to God? How do I access God? How do I come to God? What connects me to God? What takes me out of the earth realm and connect me to the God of heaven? There's a bridge in between the earth and God, and it's called faith. I don't have to fear. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when God says something about my healing in the midst of a pandemic, when God says something about my finances, that he meets my need, and I look at that, I don't see the money in the bank, but I hear and I want to access God's throne room, then by faith, he that cometh to God. When I start believing the word of God, it connects me. Must believe not only that God is, but he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not only does God exist, God going to do something about my children. God going to do something about my healing. He's going to reward me if I stay in faith. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. And it connects you to God. It didn't say nothing about your color, nothing about your race. It says, see, faith is indiscriminate. It's us who discriminate. Nobody have a corner on faith. No denomination, no preacher, no bishop, no apostle, no pastor. I don't care how big your church is. I don't care if you're on the network. Nobody. You can't take faith and put it in a little corner and just say, this is just me and my death and nobody else. All y'all denominate. No! And so God is inviting us to access him about anything, anytime, anywhere. Let me move on. Let me give you another scripture. Ephesians 3:11-12. Go to it. Ephesians 3:11-12. And that's what I like about it. God spoke to me years ago, said, ain't nobody have nothing on you. I'll do for you what I do for anyone. I don't have big time preachers. It's not about your color, your race, your denomination, your background. I'll respond to any man, any woman, any person that comes to me by faith based off of my word. The same Lord is rich to all that call upon him. For how should you believe without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So whosoever will. But you know what we do? And that's dangerous. When you start playing God and talking about who's in, who's going to make, you ain't God. You don't know what people are living. You don't know what they're praying. You don't know. God will accept people that you wouldn't have nothing to do with. And the church said, why, man looking on the outward appearance. Look at her. Look how they dress. Look at them clothes I got. Look at them piercings. Look at them tattoos. Look at them Bibbo Ross. It don't matter what it is. They racist. That's a redneck. Look at him. That's a proud boy. We do it without nature. We discriminate against people just off a first look. Look at that boy. He got a hoodie. Must be a rapist. What a hoodie got to do with anything? What Bibbo Ross? Why that make you a redneck? It don't matter which side you want to go to. And then automatically we begin to say, and we begin to get in our self-righteousness. Well, God will do this and then, but then God, look at them. Look at them. They believe this. And they're in error. Just think a little bit. That's all you got to do. Well, let him have, ooh, you're like this. Let's keep going. Ephesians. Anyone can access God. How you think you got in with your ugly self? Now, don't start talking about how bad you were versus someone else. Because now you're into the garbage can syndrome. Because sin represents a garbage can. I don't know. I'm talking about them stinking garbage. When I was growing up, these garbage cans, they are cute. The garbage can we used to have back there, the garbage truck had maggot, it stunk, juice falling out of it. You can smell it way down the doggone street. And all that stuff came out of the garbage can. And what you just told me, because you think that you better than someone else, and that God said you because of this, I was in the garbage can, but I was up on the top. You know, where the Cheerio boxes was and all that. I wasn't down there with the maggot and all of that old stinking. But we were all in the garbage can. So what do it matter? Everybody in the garbage can going to hell. But you trying to get into what level you on. We were all stinking. I noticed the top of the garbage stunk just like the bottom. Jesus died for all of us. The one with the maggots. Y'all don't. See, the grace of God will go places you won't even go. And yet, we got people today who's trying to say, this side is justified and those sides are. I laugh at stuff like that. I got to just think a little bit and read scripture. Ephesians 3. Let me let the word talk to you. Because some of you, Pastor, no, Pastor giving you the word of God. That's all my job is. You can do what you want to do. We're in that day now. You can believe what you want to believe. Fruit speak for itself. Or you can live in a denial. I ain't getting upset with you. You live in denial. I'm going to believe. You know, people believe what they want to believe. You can believe that those not real bills that came in your mailbox and go, no, that's not really a bill. That's not really a car payment. That's not really a house payment. Oh, no, that's not really a mortgage payment. I don't believe that. It doesn't, guess what? They're not really putting you out your house, are they? You denying something don't make it not so. Okay, Ephesians 3, verse 11 and 12. Let's read it all together. Ready to read. Open your lips. According to his eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, whom we have boldness and access with what confidence? How? By faith in him. Put this up in Amplify. Thank God for faith. Thank God I ain't got to run behind someone trying to get some faith and get in this. And ain't nothing wrong with a faith conference and a faith meeting and a faith church. And it's a faith conference and we go into a faith meeting and we have a faith family seminar and faith family. People think titles mean it. Man, I've seen all a bunch of faith titles got in there. Wasn't nothing about faith. This is accordance with the terms of eternal and timeless purpose, which he has realized and carried into effect into the person of Jesus Christ our Lord. In whom, because of our faith, what? In him. See, your faith can be misguided. Have faith in God. And whosoever. Have faith. You can have faith in anything. You can have faith in your 401k. You can have faith in the doctor. You can have faith in a realtor. You can have faith in a person. But that's not what Gaius says. I'm going to say something. Don't get mad at me if you're into Catholicism. Lucism? Mary was a good woman. Faith in her is good, but she's not the way to get access to God. Jesus said, I'm the way. Now, do that mean to cut? No. You can do it as long as it wind up in Christ. But you don't have to go through another person. What gives you access to God is faith in him. Who dare to have boldness. See, that give me boldness. That's why I preach. I ain't apologizing to you. God said that. Why am I good at it now? No, I'm going to be bold about it. Why? Because when you know you belong, I was telling y'all about Chris. Chris bold. And that's nobody for nothing. My last name is Diggs. I came on one day and I said, what the Range Rover here? He said, yeah, I moved it and bagged it up because I need to get by. He bold. Where you go get, how you know where my key at? Well, I always, you know. Have boldness and the courage. Why? Where's it coming from? Because of free access. A unreserved approach to God with freedom without fear. Good God Almighty. Devil, don't even talk to me. I go boldly to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay my petition before you. You said in your word that you would supply my needs according to your riches and glory with no fear. You said in your word, David said, I've been young and now I'm old and not once have I seen the righteous forsaken. And I thank you that you're not going to forsake me, that you're going to get me that money, that the rent is on the way, that I bind the devil concerning them demons on my job. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know my supervisor is trying to get me fired, but I bind that in the name of Jesus. And I approach your throne. You do it without fear. Why? Learn how to access God, not by works, but by faith. You stand in grace. Look at James. Let me get into my message. Someone say, what you been doing? Helping you. Now, let's talk about some corresponding actions with that faith. And when you go up in there. Oh, no, I have a statement before that. God invites us. I don't want to miss nothing. God invites us to boldly enter into his throne room. You can hold there. James 3 or 2. See. And obtain help, provision. That's why I'm so bold. Over the years, my faith has grown in him. I've accessed God. About property, about the land, anything. As a pastor, God, you know, none of this was here. And I'm glad God took me this way. I'm glad no one gave me nothing. I'm glad I had to believe God for every dime, for every pew, for every camera, for every property, for every building, for every treadmill, for every camera. All of this. We didn't sell anything. I had to access God. And his throne is big enough to meet the needs of this church, every member of this church, every member of every church in the United States, to meet the needs of every Christian all over the world. But if you don't have access to that, and understand you can approach him without fear. I'm not the sick trying to get healed. By his stripes ye were healed. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my diseases in his own body. And with the stripes, I am healed. So when I approach him, I don't approach God asking him to heal me. I approach God already with the answer. I thank you, Father. Your word says, by Jesus' stripes, I was already healed. Now I rebuke these symptoms of leukemia. I come against high blood pressure. I come against lupus. I come against whatever you're going through in your body. And I believe I receive my healing. I come boldly to the throne of God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the manifestation of the healing power of God in my body. I'm just thanking God for the manifest. And I do it boldly. People get sometimes, he's cocky. No, I'm bold. Because I know where I belong. I know who I am. People who know who they are bold. Huh? That red-tailed hawk, he's bold. It's the crackling crows. They ain't too sure about themselves. That's why they, one day I'm like, what, 10 crows? They're flying on, I'm like, what the? They get a lot of crows. And then there was a red-tailed hawk just sitting there, ain't moving, ain't batted an eye. And crows all around. Now, I noticed that the crows were up above him. Because see that he got them tigers. They was up there. And he just like, go ahead, make my day. Why? Them crows didn't know who they was. That red-tailed hawk knew who he was. And them crows gonna find out if they just drop one level lower. See, when you bold, oh Lord have mercy. Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us come how boldly. I got access. Don't tell me I don't belong in here. Don't try to tell Chris he can't come to our house and come in. He bold. He bag it any way he want to. I got a key. I go around the house, look like I'm breaking in. Don't question me. I'm a dick. This is as much my house as it is my daddy's and my mom's. If I want to, I'll go out and I'll do whatever in front of it. I'll turn on the water and put me on some swimming trunks and make my own swimming pool. But don't come up in my yard. Tell me what you're doing. See, when you bold, you know you belong. Come bolder to what? The throne of grace. See, you're standing. You access grace by faith, not your works. Because we all have missed these. Why? That you may attain mercy and find what? Grace to help in the time of need. God has said, what do you need? Now, go to James 2, 17, and then verse 21 and 22. James 2. So there come a time, along with your faith, actions must come into play. Your works. Not works trying to get God to do it, but actions that correspond. See, corresponding actions mean actions that agree. Not just doing something, but doing what corresponds. You know, corresponding actions to believe to God, heal your eyes, is not taking all your glasses. I believe I received 20/20 vision. Then you take your glasses and throw them away. That's the wrong action. What you need to do is just keep wearing them till you go to the doctor. And when you take the eye exam, them Coke bottles, all of a sudden you're going to go, woo! Then you take them out and go, oh, my God, my eyes are healed. Throw them away if it's been confirmed. Otherwise, you're going to be running back in the bushes looking for your glasses. Where my glasses go? Where, bam, hitting people, side-swiping folk. Stuff that look close or far away, stuff that was far away look close. See, that's the wrong action. I've seen a lot of people do this. Fred Price, God bless him, a great apostle of faith, went home. One of his greatest books was Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. People do wrong stuff. I'm writing a $1 million check to the church and put it down, $1 million. Put it in the bucket. But the money ain't in the bank yet. They call it a faith check. Like God gonna cost. You're gonna force God to find $1 million. That's not the corresponding action. The corresponding action, you can write the check, put it up in a drawer till you make $1 million. Then put $1 million in the bank, then take it. Otherwise, that's not a faith check, that's a rubber check. Matter of fact, that much, they might arrest you. So you can have the wrong action, and there's the right action. To every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. But the action of God must correspond. You'll see what I'm talking about as I get ready to take you into this. James chapter 2, verse 17 says this. Let's read it together. Ready, read. Wait a minute. James 3. I made a mistake. No. Wait a minute. Work check. 2. Okay, yeah, you're right. Let's go. Ready, read. Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead being alone. Now we're getting into, even though we're asking God by faith, we got to look at the actions. There's got to be some type of works. Put this up in Amplify. Ready? You can read it with me again. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative and dead. In other words, it won't work. You can't say I'm healed and then talk sick and act sick. You can't say your knees are met. My knees are met. Come to this and go, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You walk around like this. What's wrong with you? My knees are met. Why don't you have any joy? I got joy. Well, you need to tell your faith. Because you're not acting like it. I'm not saying don't act like the bill. I'm saying that your actions, at some point, you got to do what those lepers did when they was out there. 10 of them said, Lord, heal us. Have mercy upon us. Leprosy, worse than cancer. Deterioration of the bone, oozing, covered with all these rolls of and covered in all of it because of all the infectious ooze and blood and part of the bone showing and part of fingers missing. Have mercy upon us. And the Bible says Jesus answered and said, go show yourself to the priest. In other words, I see you healed. They could have said, go show yourself to the priest. Man, if we go in the city, they're going to stone us. We ain't clean seat. There was already a law of the leper. Read it in Leviticus. Where when a man was cleansed, he would go show himself to the priest, declare it clean, and he was reintroduced to his family and community and everyone. And Jesus literally was saying, by faith, I see you healed. Go show yourself to the priest. That they could have said, man, we got leprosy. They could have looked at their present circumstances and said, man, they're going to stone us. But the Bible says, as they went, they started to move actions of faith. They got closer and closer, and the power of God hit them. Because now, along with their faith, they have actions of obedience. God says, show myself to the priest. I'm going. And if I die, I die. But I'm going to see the king. And the power of God hit them. Why? Because acting on the word releases the power that's in the word to cause it to bring to pass. As they went. That's why many times after you prayed and believed God, as you just go to work night and day, your children are coming. As you go to work night and day, your debts will be canceled. Put your actions in line with what God has said and what you prayed out of your mouth. And the Bible says one of them, when he saw that he was healed, by God, he said, this ain't right. He said, oh my God, early this morning I was dying on the deathbed. They was getting ready to write my obituary. Now I'm well. And the Bible says this one returned to do what? Give glory to God. And he came back and started giving glory to God. And watch Jesus and his faith. Were not there nine? He never seen them. But he knew anybody that acts on the word of God and have actions of obedience with his faith. Hallelujah. The power of God will be released on your children, on your finances, on your debt when you start not only speaking the word of God, but lining up actions of faith. Because faith without corresponding actions alone, you know, you believe you receive a job, but you never go to check on it. I just got faith. I got a job. They're going to call me one of these days. And it's been 4 years. You ever heard someone say, get up and go down there? Well, no, by faith. See, that's the wrong corresponding action. Huh? God told Jehoshaphat, tomorrow when you go out against them, you won't need to fight in this battle. The battle is the Lord's. The victory is yours. But there's something you need to do. You got to have some faith. I'm going to take care of your enemies, the Hittites, the Moabites, and all the dikes. But I need you to get me some singers. I need to find some folks that word of life that regardless of how much money in the bank, what the devil's doing on your job, what you went through in your marriage or your family. Find me some praises that'll get out front and say, praise ye the Lord because his mercy endures forever. Don't take no knives. Don't take no swords. You won't know. See, just give me some praises because you're telling me by faith that you've already given me the victory. And if you're willing to praise God, tomorrow when you go out, he said, set yourself. But they had a part. Their part was to get up, go to the place, and start praising God. And the Bible says, as they praise God, God began to send ambushments. God confused the enemy, and they turned on one another instead of and killed one another. Till they was all destroyed, and they were 3 days taking up the spoil. What am I saying? You got a part. God got a part. God says, I'm just looking for you to praise me. Like it's already done. Put actions of faith. Get some joy in your step. Put some praise on your lips. Hallelujah. I know you're facing the enemy, but
The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. The battle is mine. I can defeat cancer. I can get you the money. I can change your children. But I need you to show me some actions of faith. I want you to start praising me right now with no money in the bank. Praise me right now with your children. They want to go to hell. Praise me right now while so-and-so is addicted. And if I can see your faith, hallelujah, I release my power. Because faith without actions of obedience is inoperative. I can't operate when you're saying one thing but doing something else. I like the pandemic, you're already healed. That don't mean stop wearing your mask. It just means praise God. Start saying I'm healed. Start saying my children are healed. I like your children already going back to school. I like this thing is passing, because it is. I'm changing the tide. I'm causing the forming latter rain to fall down. I'm bringing revival to the church. Don't get caught up in all the isms and scissors and all the arguments. I'm doing something behind the scenes. Drop down to verse. Yala mande hishkibat. Hale mandoroboshi. Drop down to verse 21 and 22. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac, hold at his son? By faith he offered him up. But he did it. He went up the mountain. Well, wait a minute, I thought through this boy, the seed would be many. It would. But he said, I don't know what God's going to do, so I'm going to open up that mountain. Told the other young guy, y'all stay here with the asses. We going yonder to worship. But we going to come again. And when he pulled back the knife, see his works. Then right at the last minute, God said, hold it. Good God Almighty, now I know. Woo-hoo! Now I know, praise God. You don't have to. I know I got someone to trust me and believe me. He said, behold, look over in there's a ram in the thicket. See, you God already got a ram in the bush. But it's actually, see, you got to get up the mountain first. Hi, God, don't go. That ain't none of your business. Just keep walking by faith until it's the last minute. And God says, right in the nick of time. And he said, sacrifice the lamb and not thy son. So it works. His actions of obedience with his faith. Keep going. Seest thou how faith wrought his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Did I say do this in Amplified? Put it up so them to see. Was not then our forefather Abraham shown to be justified, made acceptable to God by his works when he bought the altar of his son for an offering, his own son Isaac? You see then that his faith was cooperating, hallelujah, corresponding that with his works, and his faith was completed and reached its supreme expression when it was implemented it by good works. Okay? Go with me to Luke chapter 5. Well, I feel like preaching this morning. Boy, I ain't seen a few people. I feel like, man, I might preach a little bit. I'm preaching in here. I'm preaching real good. God is saying, I just want you to line your actions up. Start acting like the money already in the bank. Start acting like I'm everything I promised already coming to pass. Quit walking around with your head hung down. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty and bad. Lift up your head. I want why you're walking around with your head hung down. Don't let the pandemic, don't let the economy, don't let none of this get you down. Oh, shut up. Y'all got Luke? Luke 5, verse 1. This is what you got to do. This is what some of you did this morning. And I say to you at home, I know you're coming. I know some of you. Eventually, all things will be normal. Ain't no pressure on nobody to do nothing. You just keep getting this word. Whenever you feel comfortable, you can get one shot, two shot, no shot. You may never come back, but you better keep streaming. Why?
Verse 1, Luke 5. It came to pass as the people were they did what? Press upon him to do what? Hear the word of God. Y'all see that? You got to press your way to hear the word. You can't wait till everything feel like all conditions are right. As soon as I get this, as soon as I pay that off, when I feel better. Sometimes you just got, nobody got to feel filthy, but somebody know exactly what I'm preaching about. I was feeling bad. My leg was sore, knee was hurting, Achilles tendon. I was limping, but when I got to church, when I walked through the door, had a headache, was feeling nauseated, but when I pressed my way, I'm clothed, heel broke, all this lipstick, hair, bad day, didn't want to act right, but I forgot about it and said, forget this, and press my way. Why? To hear the word of God. I knew one word from God is going to change my life. I know my pastor got a word about my children, a word about the doctor's report, a word about my money, a word about my job situation. And devil, you can't hinder me. I'm pressing my way. What were they pressing their way for? Drop the verse 17 through 25. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. Well, they came to hear the word, just like Pastor teaching right now. And I want you to bring this into the present. And the Pharisees and the doctors of law were sitting by. All types of people come to church for different reasons, which would come out of every town. We got people all through the tribe go to this church. Some of you from us, Virginia, Charlotte, South Carolina. Every town of Galilee and Judea. Watch this. And the power of the Lord was present to do what? To do what? Go back up to verse 15. I said 17, but I see something. The power of the Lord is present to heal them. Right? Can y'all find 15 for me? And the King James, that's all I needed. I just seen something. And you got to press your way. How many of you said, if I just get to church, I'll be healed? Not only sickness, disease, I'll be healed of worry, healed of fear. You have to press your way. And everyone then had access to the power of God. Verse 15, back up. Verse 15. Everyone had what? Access to the word of God, right? It wasn't that this was only for a few. But so much more went out the fame of him. The great multitudes came together to hear and what? Be healed. Good God Almighty, dead infirm. If I get there, I'm not just going to expect God to do something. I know there's healing in the word. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But I got to press my way. And I know this stress. I know this family situation, my marriage. It don't matter what it is. God will heal you of anything that causes you pain, emotional pain, physical pain. To hear, if I listen to pastor and roll all of my cares over him and press my way and forget about the money that's not in the bank and forget about my kid that's acting like the devil and forget about this fight I had with my husband and forget about the fact that I went through divorce and I'm hurting. I know if I hear the word, I'm going to hear something, and God going to heal me. Now go to verse 17. And it came to pass that, sir, now them I'm teaching. Everyone is here. The doctors of law, every one of them was sitting by. Huh? And the power of the Lord was what? So God's power is here right now to set you free. Anybody can access the power of God. You have set yourself up. Number one, you press your way. Number two, praise God, you want to hear and be healed. And the power is present. Watch this. Not only heal you, but you at home. You that's streaming in another state. You that are streaming in another country. God's power is where you are right now because I've been preaching you the word and faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You have access to the power of God. Keep going. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken by palsy. That means paralysis. And they sought by means to bring him in, to lay him before him. Who? Jesus. But they could not find a way
by might, they might bring them in because of the multitude. There was so many people. Everyone had access. It was power. See, everyone come to church. Everyone, there's people streaming all over the world. And they went up upon the housetop and they let down the tally on this cup. They didn't even turn the roof off. How many of you, they wouldn't be denied? Look at someone say, you got to do what you got to do. See, some people want it better than others. The devil is, soon as the devil do this, some people want it. And notice what happened. And when they couldn't find a way, they tore off the roof, keep going. They let him down. And when he what? Saw their faith. How can you see faith? By actions. He said to them, man, your sins be forgiven. The scribes and Pharisees said, well, we're getting ready. Wait a minute, who is this that speaking these blasphemies? How can you forgive sins but God alone? Hold it. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said, now remember the man paralyzed, and he said, your sins be forgiven. He didn't say be healed. He said, your sins be forgiven. And by one reason in your heart, watch this. Well, it is easier to say. Which one is easier to say? Now, hold this. Your sins be forgiven or rise up and walk. In other words, the same power God used to forgive sins is the same power he used to heal. Woo! Keep going. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon the earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of palsy, I said, rise up, take up thy couch, and go into thy house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up his bed where he lay, and departed into his own house, giving glory to God. Now, was he the only one who had access to God? The power of God was present to heal them all. But only one person had actions of faith. Jesus seen them all, but he saw these people turn off the roof, and this world, come on, faith without works is dead. And he said, oh, when he saw their faith, or you can put it this way, when he saw their actions of faith, put up my statement. God is waiting on you to move toward faith. Line up your actions, your words, what you've been saying you believe. They all had access to healing, power, but Jesus saw their faith. He saw their action. There are a lot of people come to church. The power of God is present to heal you right now. Your children, home, finances, job situation. But no actions of faith. You're just sitting there waiting on God. God said, no, you say you believe. I want to see some works. I want to see some corresponding action that line up with your faith. Go to Mark. I'm going to give you another one real quick. Hallelujah. You'll get the principle. You can get the CD, get the DVD, join the YouTube club. Go back, get all this stuff. Mark 5, verse 25 through 34. Are you ready? Mark 5, Mark chapter 5. Turn there. Don't just depend on the screen. You at home, turn there. See, what made the difference? If the power of the Lord was present to heal, there are a lot of people come, sit, hear me, but never receive. Why? They won't learn their actions. God says, I like the car already paid for. How would a person who with a zero balance act if you didn't have no payment on that car? Number one, you would be happy. You would be walking up straight. Matter of fact, you might even have a little limp. Because why? My daddy paid for it all. Hallelujah. I said, my daddy paid for this. And by faith, it's paid for. So I'm going to act like it's paid for. And he said, if I incur any more debt, he gave me the master's card. Said, just put it on. Shut up. See, some of you right now, you see, you've been saying you believe. God said, start acting. Because what? The power was released to the one that put the action of faith. Watch this. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, 12 years. Think about it now. 12 years. Doctors. Attorneys, specialists. Issue of blood. Now, you women know that time of month when you bleed. Sometimes you need your iron out because it makes you tired. This woman had lost just about all the blood. So she was weary. And she had suffered many things from many physicians and spent all that she had. At home, excommunicated. And nothing better but got worse. But when she heard of Jesus, she came in a press and behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch the hem of his garment. Can we just go over and pick that up for the Amplified real quick so you can see what she really was doing?
Verse 28, remember I said, if we can go back and then come back, I know it might be thorn. For she kept saying, see, she just did, I said I'm healed 2 times. I'm saying my knees are met 5 times. No, she kept saying, when you said it first, he kept saying, she was doing that part. She'd been saying a long time. If I can trust the hem of his garment, I'm going to be restored to health. Now go back to the King James. And a certain woman, which had issue of blood, she said, fountain, I shall be made whole. Keep going. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, for she felt in her body she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that dunamis, virtue, anointing, same thing, crowds around him, turned to the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said, what you mean? See, everyone had access. I'm trying to show you, just because you come to church, everybody, but you got to make demand. You sense the multitude, all these people. Talk, how you say, who did everybody touch you? Nuh-uh, keep going. Jesus looked around and said, somebody touched me in faith. To see her that had done this thing, it wasn't Jesus that healed her, it was her faith. Remember, your faith, she did it. She accessed God. What do you need? Well, I don't know what these other people out here, but I know I'm going to keep saying, I don't know what they here for. I don't know why they came to church. I don't know why you screaming, but if Pastor preach a word, I can access the power of God at home right now. The woman feared and trembling, knowing what was done her, came, fell down, and told him all the truth. Watch this. He said to her, woman, you're fasting. You're singing. Thy faith has not just healed you. All the money, the 12 years, wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. Your relationships, you've been excommunicated for your son, your daughter, you're getting it back. Your peace, you're getting it back. Your faith, watch this, I'm gonna ask something, and actions have made you whole. Go in peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, and be whole of that pain. Start dancing. Stop. No, why didn't everybody get it? They all had access. Just like we all come to church. Everyone's screaming. Everyone can access the power of God. But we're talking about corresponding actions. She not only kept saying, one day she decided, I got to put some actions with my faith. I know that Jairus might stone me. I know they might kill, but I'm going to press my way. I'm going to fight and crawl through all of these people. I don't know why they're out here. And if they want to kill me, let me die in the press. But I'm going to die trying. Now all of these people with needs, healing, bills all around them. But when she grabbed him, she made demand on the dunamis, power, anointing, the burden removing, miraculous healing power of God. Jesus said, somebody touch me. Why didn't the rest of them get it? Her actions of faith. He said, your faith have made you whole. Put this up in Amplify. Just that verse. He said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence, not in the stock market, not in this economy, in me, not in doctors, springing forth by faith in God, has restored you to health. Go in peace and continually be healed and free from all your distresses and bodily diseases. Glory be to God. Thank God. Anyone can access God. But there's something called corresponding action. Put up a statement. They all had access to Jesus, did they not? Just like there are people all over the world need money, healing, car payment, food, housing. Why are they not getting results? They got access. Because alone will through faith is impossible, please God, for he that come. You got at some point put corresponding action. It's not good enough just coming, sitting, or sitting at home. God says, start acting like your bills are already paid. Start acting like, praise God, you already been called back to work and you got money in the bank. Start acting, because I've said, and I ain't talking about this make-believe stuff. don't find the promise that said it and then call things that do not exist like they already exist. I ain't talking about just playing games. I'm talking about the word says you'll be the lender, not the borrower. Oh, no man, nothing but the lover. Me and my wife began to years ago quote that. And we act like it and talk like it. And now it has come to pass. We got the title to this, the title to the church. How? Why? Because my actions of faith over the years, when we owe millions of dollars, you never knew. Are we? Why? Because your pastor acted the same with joy, with excitement, like he knew the day was going to come. And I'm telling you, your day is here. Your day is already fixed. Write the vision. Make it plain. Don't it tarry. You wait on it. It's for a fixed season. There's a fixed time. Hallelujah. And in the end, it'll speak for itself and not lie. But don't wait till the end. Start acting like it, talking like it, moving like it. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm not getting older. I'm getting younger. I know in the natural my knees don't operate. But boy, sometimes I'm going up and down my steps and I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I know sometimes why. I got to act on it. And at some point, I can't be, No. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is flowing in these knees. I'm going to act like it. I'm going to act on it. And as you act, the power of God will hit your knees. It'll hit your finances. It'll hit your children. Because now Jesus can see your faith. How? Through corresponding actions. There come a time, it's going to be more than just saying. It's how you're going to act. Got to get joy on your job. You might can't change a quarter, but when you walk in that restaurant, act like this afternoon, you're a billionaire. Good God, give me that menu. I ain't even going to look at the price today. Give me this, that, and that. Instead of how much is that? Lord, $3 for some tea. Give me water, shoot. See, you ain't acting like you out of that. You won't even order tea for $2.99. I can take water and lemon. They all had assets. Put it up. But Jesus saw their faith. And it made, did we put that up? They all had assets, but Jesus saw their faith. And it made her whole. Did we put that up? We put that statement up? About the woman with the issue of blood? All right, then we're ready to close then with 1 Samuel 2. And this is where I am right now. I'm going to set this up. Because people always talking about that and what they said. Look, I got 2 eyes, and I'm like God. I'm going to believe what I see at a certain point. You women know what I'm talking about. You know, I always people, Pastor, when my shield come in, I'm going to put $1 million in the church. Well, I want to see it. Words are cheap. You know how we are. Come on now. Baby, I'm going to take you to Hawaii one day. We're going to have an ultimate trip. Been saying that 22 years. I won't see it, baby. How many of you like me? You know God like that at some point? People don't want you, you know. Well, don't go by what you see. No, I saw that. And that carried weight with me. Yeah, but they say, I don't care what they said. I saw what they did. Yeah, but no, I'm not in denial. I seen it. You seen it. Everybody seen it. And something wrong with that. Their actions don't line up with their faith. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy? You're going to have to call God crazy. 1 Samuel 2:3. You got it? Because talk is cheap. You can promise me to wear what you're going to do. Talk no more. Exceedingly proudly. And let not arrogance come out of your mouth. Okay, I've heard all of that. For the Lord God is a God of knowledge. You think I'm crazy? I got knowledge. I know what's behind it. I know what's really in your heart. And by him, actions are weighed. Did you hear that? Actions are weighed. Actions are weighed. In other words, weigh, you get balance or you measure out. That's what it means. I hear what you're saying. You say you heal, you say, but you don't act heal. And I'm weighing your actions. You say, praise God, you've forgiven them. And you ain't holding nothing all against them. You're not mad, but I'm weighing your actions. You say, praise God, that you know, they didn't mean that. They didn't mean that. They were just standing up for the right. But I'm weighing your actions. People died. People were murdered. God the same way. Yeah, but we're Christians. We're for righteous. No. God said it ain't about your talk anymore. It's about what I see. I weigh actions. I'm going to weigh that out with your words. I'm a God of all knowledge. There ain't nothing I don't know about. Huh? You say that you're going to give $1 million one day in True Word of Life, but you won't tithe off 100. Talk no more. Come on. You know how we are. Sometimes we just need to shut up. In 2021, girl, I'm taking off 30 pounds in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be the new me. And at the end of 21, you're 30 pounds heavier. Talk no more. We don't see you in the gym. You won't come to the family life. So, see, it's easy to talk. How many women know that? Don't marry a man just off of promises, girl. Woo! I'll pull the rainbow from the sky for you. If none were not good enough, I'll bring you to you. And they won't even take you to Wendy's. Talk no more. Yeah, baby. No. Get your own car. I'm tired of driving you around. Talk no more. God, wait. And I'm the same way. People think you're crazy. Listen, we're in a day and time. You better believe. You better judge the fruit. Jesus said you will know them by their fruit. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you preach. I don't care what you meant. I know what I seen. And God says, I'm the same way. And so then you access God, then by faith, and your corresponding actions. God weighs actions. People don't learn to talk about that. That's some people who want to put their head in the sand and live in an alternate reality. And say, but then you hear what they said? No, I saw what they did. And so did God. And those are not Christian actives. Those are not fruit of the Spirit actions. Those are not honorable actions. Yeah, but they have a church. I don't care. It ain't about your church. It's not about your position. It's not about being prophet, apostle, or teacher. I expect the same judgment standard be placed on me. If my actions don't line up with this word, then you got a right to judge me. But if all I'm doing is acting on what God said, I could care little to nothing about what you think about me. I will sleep good. Because God says, I know why he's doing it. I have knowledge. And there come a place where your faith must have actions. Go back to that again. I'm going to milk that sucker. I'm getting ready to close. Put it back up there. Because there's too much talking now. Put the scripture, First Peter. Because God is saying that. It's easy to talk. Talk is cheap. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and when I do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to cut this, and I'm going to do you, I'm going to give you all that. I'm going to talk no more. Too many people flip-flopping. When it's convenient, they say one thing, but their actions are somewhere else. And God said, I'm a God too. Don't think I'm blind. You know, let me close with this. I hear people say, well, you know, God colorblind. God ain't no type of blind. Well, God got to be colorblind. Like, there's certain colors he look over and say, ooh, I didn't see them. God ain't, he the one painted me this color. You think you're going to paint me this color and go, oh, I can't look at him. God looks at faith, no matter what color you are. Here, anyone can access God. You don't have to be blind. You know, we just colorblind in the body. No, I ain't. If a white person come in, I'm going to say, you white, you black. If I see a Hispanic, you Hispanic. If I see a Korean man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Because God painted you that color. It was obvious he wanted to bring uniqueness. and variety in the body. Your uniqueness is what makes you special. So what I'm trying to say, God sees everything. And he's weighing the actions of all this stuff going on. It's amazing. And what I do, I say, okay, that act, is that in the word? That act, is that what they're saying, is that in the Bible? All you gotta do is it's just quit listening to all the big promises and start weighing actions and go, you know what? I see this, I see that. You say we are all equal, but you're suppressing votes. Why are you doing that? God wants every man to have a voice. Oh, forget about that. Bastard, you just bring the division in the body. The division was already there. Don't try to put that on me. People already had that in heart. It came to a surface. So don't ask me to put my head in the sand like ostrich and don't weigh what I see. Because I'm going to be just like God. You're all about actions regardless of our background. God should line up with the word of God. So I love y'all guys. I appreciate you. I've done my job. You can believe what you want to believe. You can wear action. You just say, that ain't real. That ain't real. I'm in the alternative universe. It ain't going to go away just because you said it ain't real. And God says, it ain't going to go away from me either. Because it's not actions of faith. If I'm not behind it. So I trust that y'all guys got something out of this. I want y'all to receive from God. I don't want not one person in my congregation knowing that they cannot access God anytime, any place, anywhere. Don't let no one talk you out of your throne room rights by faith. As long as you line your actions up with what you believe, no devil in hell can stop you. Love y'all guys at home. Take advantage of the YouTube channel. Praise God. We'll see you on Tuesday night. On behalf of me and my wife, Joyce, who pray for you and love you very much, we'll see you at 7:30 live streaming. God bless.